Chapter 13, Three Big Words, Remission. This is one of the great words of the New Covenant. It means wiping out as though it had never been. When an army is disbanded, it is remitted. It stops being. When God remits our sins, they are wiped out as though they had never been. The word remission is never used but in connection with the new birth. After we become Christians, then we have our sins forgiven on the basis of our relationship and the intercession of Christ. When we come to Him as sinners and take Christ as Savior, confess Him as our Lord, then all that we have ever done is wiped out. In the new birth, all that we have ever been stops being, and a new creation takes the place of the old. 6 or 8 times the word remission is translated forgiveness in the epistles. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have our redemption through His blood, the remission of our trespasses. Read also Colossians 1:13 and 14, Luke 24:27, Acts 2:38, Acts 26:18, and Acts 10:43. The remission of our sins takes the place of the scapegoat under the first covenant. It bore away their sins once a year, while the blood covered Israel as a nation. On the basis of the blood of Christ, our sins are remitted, and we are recreated. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is a relationship word. I am speaking now from a new covenant point of view. When the sinner accepts Christ as Savior, his spirit is recreated. His sins are remitted, but being ignorant, he will always be conscious of sin. On the ground of his relationship as a child of God and Jesus' ministry at the right hand of the Father, there is ground for forgiveness for any sin that he commits. 1 John 1 and 2 deals with this great issue of forgiveness. When a child of God commits sin, he breaks his fellowship with the Father. He does not break his relationship, he merely breaks the fellowship, just as a husband and wife do when they say an unkind word. It destroys the fellowship of the home, but they can be restored by asking forgiveness. We are so constituted that we can forgive. The same holds true between a Christian and the Father. The moment we sin and fellowship with the Father is broken. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 2, 1 and 2, My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye may not sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That remarkable expression, the righteous, holds wrapped within it marvelous grace. Atonement. The first covenant had law, which we call the Mosaic Law, the priesthood, sacrifices, and the ordinances. When the law was broken, as it had to be because Israel was spiritually dead, the priesthood was ordered to make an atonement or a covering for them. They did not have eternal life. It could not come until Jesus came and redeemed us. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it abundantly. You remember that receiving eternal life is the greatest event in any human being's experience. On the great day of atonement, we see two remarkable things that take place. First, surrounded by great precautions, the high priest carries the blood of an innocent animal into the Holy of Holies and sprinkles it upon the mercy seat that covers the broken law. Now Israel is blood covered for 1 year. Leviticus 17:11 tells us that the blood is given as a covering or atonement by reason of the life that is in it. It is the life of an innocent animal typically spread over spiritually dead Israel. The next fact is the scapegoat. Aaron lays the sins of Israel upon the head of the scapegoat, which is led away into the wilderness to be devoured by wild beasts. For a year, they are free, blood covered, and their sins are borne away.